Career Corner is a program produced by the Minnesota Radio Talking Book Network, part of State Services for the Blind, and it is recorded for people who are blind or have reading disabilities. You can find complete programming of the Radio Talking Book at www.mnssb.org/RTB, and the password is RTB. Your host for the Career Corner is Ann Obst.
Next, we'll turn to an article from the July 10th issue of the Wall Street Journal titled, "At the Office, Low-Key Stars Can Stand Out," by Adam Rubenfire. Does your boss take you for granted? Don't worry about it. A new book argues you don't need to toot your own horn to get ahead in life. David Zweig's Invisibles, The Power of Anonymous Work in an Age of Relentless Self-Promotion, profiles individuals who are highly successful but whose work is often overlooked, like magazine fact-checkers or anesthesiologists. Mr. Zweig's work has appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and others. This book is based on a 2012 article in The Atlantic. He recently spoke about the book, his own experience as an invisible worker, and more. Question: can you define what an invisible is? Answer: they're highly skilled individuals whose work is critical to whatever enterprise they're a part of, but who generally go unnoticed by the public, by the end user, whether it's the customer, client, patient, reader, or whomever it might be. Did your time as a fact checker inspire you? I worked at Condé Nast for a number of years at a few of their magazines. The thing with that job is, the better you do your job, the more you disappear. In fact, it's only if you make a mistake that you're ever noticed at all. When is the last time you read a great magazine article and thought, "Wow, this is fact-checked beautifully"? Never. So I began to think, what other professions are there that might share the same inverse relationship between work and recognition? After all, most of us, the better we do our jobs, the more we're recognized. But yet what I found is that there are probably millions of people who share that inverse relationship. You found invisibles in professions from structural engineering to sign making. What do they share? Not only do these individuals tend to be really satisfied, some of the most satisfied people among us, but I also found that their approach to work really led them to their success. How can that be in a culture where we're told to get ahead, you need to brand yourself, that you need to raise your profile or have a platform? These people, in a whole range of fields, have all become incredibly successful. Most of them are very well paid, often in charge of large teams of workers and multi-million-dollar projects. Yet they got there by doing the opposite of what we're told we need to do. These people are very self-effacing, very humble, and yet simultaneously they're very confident and highly ambitious. What motivates an invisible, if not recognition? What motivates them is the work itself and its challenges. One of the people in the book is an interpreter at the United Nations. This is extraordinarily difficult work. They actually liken the stress load on simultaneous interpreters to the stress load on soldiers in the Israeli army. It's extraordinarily mentally taxing work. But for her, it's the challenge of the work that's rewarding. What the invisibles in the book show is that if you want to move ahead, if it's your goal to get up the ladder, the way you get there isn't by tooting your own horn, necessarily. Rather, these people show that doing excellent work and seeking out challenges in your work actually leads to greater success. These people show an alternate path to success. Did you write this book because you couldn't bear to be invisible anymore? What I've learned is that recognition, while it's fun, is never enough to sustain you. To sustain the work that it takes to complete a project like writing a book, you have to be really engaged with the book itself. It's ephemeral. It doesn't last, the feeling you get from attention. That concludes an article from the July 10th issue of the Wall Street Journal titled, At the Office, Low-Key Stars Can Stand Out, by Adam Rubenfire.